children injured by Israeli soldiers. Israeli forces detained or fired live ammunition towards ambulances, paramedics, and even civilian bystanders attempting to help the injured child, and in some cases, soldiers surrounded the child until he died. Palestinian children cannot wait any longer for world leaders to act. In light of the recent ICJ ruling and the Secretary General's annual report on children and armed conflict, we strongly urge all member states to enact an immediate and comprehensive arms embargo alongside diplomatic and financial pressure to compel Israeli authorities and forces to end the genocide of Palestinians in Gaza, the Israeli apartheid system, and the military occupation of the occupied Palestinian territory, and to investigate allegations of war crimes and crimes against humanity, as well as support investigations by the ICC in order to hold perpetrators accountable, and to demand the immediate release of all Palestinian children in Israeli detention centres and prisons. I thank you.
Thank you. I give the floor to Child Rights Connect for a joint statement.
Thank you, Chair. Child Rights Connect, along with its working group on children in armed conflict, once again strongly condemns all violations of children's rights in the occupied Palestinian territory and Israel as we reach 1 year of heightened hostilities. We wish to start with the words of a Palestinian child that is part of our network to remind everyone of our responsibility as bystanders. I am a Palestinian refugee child who was deprived of my most basic rights before I was born,